listening to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We had our broadcast tampered with Bob Griswold, but we only lost the first few minutes, so I'm going to come back here and do an overlay. And what we're going to tell you is that Bob and I are going to talk about the recent threats that have been levied against me, but we're also going to talk about the direction, and more importantly, we're going to talk about the direction the country is going and what you need to be doing to adjust to changing times. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Look, I had my pension check. You had your pension check. You better. And if you don't, you might want to get a precious metal to back it up because cash is going to fail. That's right. The banks are grabbing money at record rates, and the money is in the form of gold, not cash. You need to check out Noble Gold. They'll tell you exactly what you need to do. They'll also convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into gold that'll hold its value. Give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. We're also brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com, and that's Bob Griswold's company, our guest, and he has everything that you need under the sun. We're going to talk about some of that. Just note there for future discussion, ReadyMadeResources.com, and we're also brought to you by the best durable food company in the world, PrepareWithDave.com, 70% off. No glyphosates, no GMOs, just great restaurant quality, healthy food, and an affordable price. Go to preparewithdave.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a look at the situation here involving the condition of the world and how journalists like me are being threatened and how FEMA camps probably await a lot of us if the wrong people get in charge in 2020. And Bob is going to be joining me. You're going to hear the result of the cutout that occurred during our conversation. And then we'll pick it up right from there, and you're not going to miss hardly a beat. So here we are, Bob Griswold and myself, here on The Common Sense Show. We had a cutout there of about 15 seconds. I don't know how in the hell they found out we were doing this broadcast, but let's back it up a little bit. Let's try again. Where were you at with regard to the time we live in and the two opposing forces?
Well, we have two opposing forces in this country. All you have to do is look at the election. 50% of people vote for people who murder babies, and 50% of the people in this nation do not vote for people who murder babies. And I just want to say this, Dave. If a person, I watched a video today, and it was a breech birth. The baby was all the way out of the mother, except for the head. And a doctor took... You can actually go to my Facebook page and watch this. It's blocked out, so you have to uncover because it's not for the faint of heart. But the baby was all the way out, except for the head, and this nurse took these big shears and cut its head off. If you can do that, Dave, you can do anything depraved. And if you can sit by and idly watch that happen, knowing and not even raise a voice... It doesn't mean you have to go protest at an abortion clinic, but if you can sit there and just watch that happen, you could sit there and watch Jews, Christians, or anybody walk into gas chambers without saying a word.
Bob, I had a hard time listening to you describe it.
Dave, I watched it and I cried because it's just like if that was a human being, it had its head cut off. I mean, it's very, very graphic. So the people that go to my Facebook page and watch it, just understand, this is not for the faint of heart. In fact, that's one of those ones that they block out and you have to click on Please Uncover. But I want to read something, Dave, and I think this will apply to today's discussion completely. And it's in the book of Daniel. And he said, Daniel, go your way, for the words are shut up and sealed unto the end of time. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined. Mm-hmm. But the wicked shall act wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But those who are wise shall understand. You know, today is the biggest sports day, I think, in the history. It's also the biggest sex trafficking day. And we as a nation, as a world, are going to be mesmerized watching two people chase a leather bag full of air up and down a court. And we're going to just absolutely become so engrossed into it that we will spend billions of dollars, you know, in all the preparations that we have for it. All the while, the underbelly of it is sex trafficking. We as a nation, it's like that. The wicked will go their way, and they won't understand any of this that's happening. They can look at that baby being murdered and think, well, that's a right. I mean, that's a right to be able to do that. And the wise will understand where this is heading. Dave, you understand where it's heading. Our pastor today in church said, you know, if this keeps up the way it is, in a couple of years, I'll be arrested for what I'm saying today.
He's correct.
That's what he said from the that's what he said from the pulpit.
He's correct.
I agree with him.
Bob, that parallels the warning I was given, the second warning, that although, Dave, you got real public with your Shauna Cox story, and we can't touch you, we're going to get you eventually because you're on a list. That was the second warning I got.
And this is the other thing, too. The scripture says that we love not our lives unto death because we know we have a much higher prize waiting for us. We have the words of our Savior saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy God. You know, the other people are going to hear that they have been cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. That doesn't sound like a good thing, pleasant to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while we are here, while I am here, my voice, what I want to do is wake up as many people as they can, and two things. Prepare, first of all, spiritually. Get your mind and heart right with God. Understand the times in which we live. Understand the issues that we're going to face. And then the other thing is, you know, do the Joseph and Noah thing, that we prepare our bodies physically. It's that we have preparations not only for ourselves but our families and whoever God would send to us to be a blessing to. I've already discussed how you can give with anonymity during those times, and so I don't think we need to go over that again. But again, we are living in times where the masses are just running to and fro. They're wicked, and they're acting wickedly. I mean, I watched this lady in Seattle say, I had my first abortion here. It was my best abortion. I celebrate my first abortion. You know, that is so depraved that somebody can actually say that. Dave, I think we've been boiled as the frog alive, that we don't understand how depraved that is. That I can, the child that's growing in me, you know, I want to say this, you know, in all of creation, all that we know, all that God has made, He has given human beings the ability to produce another eternal being. When my wife and I come together and she gets pregnant and she produces a child, that is an eternal being. According to the scripture, that soul will live forever. The staggering nature of what God has put in the hands of man to reproduce like that and to create other eternal beings, it blows my mind that we are given such a privilege. And yet with cavalier and caustic hatred, these people celebrate the destruction of those beings that God gives us. If you don't understand the implications of that, I would seriously tell you to go and contemplate it in prayer and fasting, because that is so staggering that we can do that. At least in the 40s, when the Jews and Gypsies and all these other people were being murdered in death camps, they were adults. They could, and some of them did, fight back. I mean, and they fought nobly back. What does a child do? What does a baby do? It has nowhere to run. It cannot fight back. It is the most helpless, defenseless person on the planet, and we murder them, and we celebrate it. And, Dave, I am absolutely convinced the reason these states are going to the fact that they want to go to a nine-month murder rate, or they can murder the baby 9 months into the womb, is because of the body parts. How much more a nine-month-old cadaver is worth than a one-month-old or a two-month-old, where it's still embryonic in its nature? That to me is the driving motivation behind that. If you don't believe me, you can just go watch the videos that those people made with people giggling, so I paid for my Ferrari type thing with murdered babies. I mean, that was kind of like what they said. And so, you know, that's the times in which we live. So, Dave, when you're threatened, you understand you are being threatened by people who can callously and with laughter murder a child that's in the womb. Now, that should bring our feet down solidly on earth to let us realize what is going on here. Because the same reason why Hillary Clinton will never be arrested, any of these people for all their crimes will never be arrested, is the same force driving this death cult that these people are a member of. I mean, remember Hillary, the same thing. When we killed him. I mean, it was just so disgusting for her to watch that you can take a life. I mean, Dave, you know, if I'd been in World War II and I'd been a sniper and I had my beat on Adolf Hitler, I'd have pulled the trigger. Absolutely. But it would have never given me any great joy to murder another human being. It just wouldn't. I mean, I know it needed to be done. It absolutely needed to be done. But I couldn't sit there and giggle about it like it was some trife thing. It's not. I've just sent a soul into hell. And that is a very, very grave ramification to that. And when you can watch people giggle about murdering babies, giggle about murdering leaders of state, Dave, they'll giggle about murdering you. And I'll say this, Dave, to those listening, they'll giggle about murdering you.
Bob, when we look at Nancy Pelosi's behavior, I refuse to talk to you, Trump. I refuse to negotiate. I won't budge one dime, one inch. This is who she represents. This is
while America is being murdered by these people coming across the border. And I don't think, Dave, you were right. I've heard you. You know, I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're yellow. I don't care if you're brown. I don't care if you're red. I don't care what color of skin you have. We are all common ancestors of our patriarchal mother and father, Adam and Eve. So if you can come here and you can bring something to corporate America and make our country better, I welcome you here. If you can come and understand that we are a republic and you want to support the ideals of a republic, I welcome you here. We need you. But to leave a border unsecured, knowing that drugs, human and sex trafficking are pandemic coming across that border, makes me wonder if they're getting profiting from it, for one thing, and I would bet they are. In some way or another, they're well insulated from the profit, but the money does come back to them. You know, if you don't understand the difference between legal and illegal immigration, I mean, then, my gosh, you know, you're in that 50% that vote for baby murdering. I mean, it's unbelievable that you can sit there and watch this happening and know that there are many parents in this country right now, some might be listening to our voice right now, that have had a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife murdered by the thugs that come across the border.
Bob, it's a matter of who they're protecting, which is why they don't want to take care of the border. It's human trafficking, it's drug dealing, and it's gun running. This is
absolutely
what it's all about. This is who Pelosi is protecting. It's not about the immigrants, because, see, we can process immigrants and screen them and still bring them in.
Absolutely.
She shouldn't object to that. She shouldn't want to have criminals here more than anybody else. But she does.
But because, Dave, this is why. Because they will use those people against people like you. They will give them, it'll all filter down from the top to the local magistrate. They'll get some type of anonymity, and they'll be the brown shirts of the left.
Yeah.
Those type of people. And they can go on their rampage, and then Nancy, I don't know anything about that. The hell she doesn't. She knows very well what's going on. I mean, she gets intelligence briefings of what's going on. She knows how many people are being murdered, how much drugs, how much sex trafficking, human trafficking going across that border. She knows. And yet, what did she tell Trump? Open the government again and I'll negotiate with you? Well, her negotiation is the same thing they used to say about the Reagans. The Russians. What's mine and mine, what is mine is mine, and what is yours is negotiable. She had no intention ever of budging one inch on this, because there's too much money and too many votes and too much power come across that border via drugs, sex, and guns that they cannot turn it off because they profit from it too much. And they're willing to sell you out, sell me out, sell our children out to a life of third worldness in order just to keep that power and money coming in. I mean, you know, she's got a wall around her house. When somebody tried to put people out there the other day that were illegal, she called the police on them. Pray tell why.
Yeah.
You know, Abraham Lincoln, and I'm not the biggest fan of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, he did some good things, but I think he also did some other things that I don't agree with, but that's another discussion. But he did say this, and I agree with him. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And that's what we will see what's going on right now. We have allowed these people to gain the seat of power in this country, and they are doing everything they can to break down the republic paradigm that we've known, the laws that we've known, the customs we've known, the language we've known, the faith we've known. Everything is being broken down. The marriage vows we've known. Everything is being broken down. And this is the alert, Dave, to people listening right now. You know, and I just have this boldness today. I'm going to say, if you're on Facebook taking selfies of yourself and posting and doing this, and you're not using the media that God has put in your hands to proclaim truth, I question a lot about you. And I'll say this, I would not want to associate with you in any type of collapse, because if it's all about you and selfies and this and all these other things, this is going to cost me. I know for saying this, but I'm going to say it. That I don't want you around me. If you can't open your mouth and try, at least on just an individual level, you know, with friends, church, wherever you are, to say this is wrong, we need to stand up, then, Dave, I wouldn't want those people around me. Mm-hmm. I want people that are bold, fearless, that have courage, integrity. Those are the people I want around me. You know, people that have understood that the entertainment that is put on TV right now is done as an opiate. It just dulls the senses while you get caught up in the revelry of just, I mean, these mid, you know, a lot of people claim these halftime events have a lot of Luciferian agenda and symbolism in them. And if you can partake in that, and that's what you partake of, and that is your steady diet of what you do and the entertainment and that, you know, again, you have two things. I don't want you around me, and you will not survive what is coming. Because what is coming is going to be catastrophic in the nth degree. You know, I was my good friend Jamie Walden, the Omega Dynamics book. You know, and I'm not a big guy on Thus Saith the Lord, because I've just seen too much of that abused and just nonsense type stuff. But he was trembling the other night when he emailed Steve and passed it on to Steve. Steve passed it on to me, and basically, you know, invasion is coming to this country, and you know, we see it happening right now. I mean, you know, our universities, our corporate heads are infiltrated with Chinese agents, Russian agents. They're stealing all the technology out of our nation, and it's being done for profit for other people. I mean, you know, I've mentioned before, if you go look at the Chinese modernization programs of their weapons, that they look eerily like American weapons. And gee, when that was happening, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
Hmm. And Fast and Furious was in full force.
Yeah.
Yeah, hmm. Exactly.
So the graveness of the hour requires the ultimate sobriety right now, Dave. You know, that we become vigilant, clear-minded, level-headed, strong of heart. Now, for me, I get that from the Word of God. I get that from my friends that encourage me. You're not going to get that from the TV. You're just not. And so if you want those qualities, then you're going to have to do the things that bring about those qualities in your life, that you will be able to stand in this wicked day. And so that's what I would tell people, Dave. The food, the provisions. they need, you know, you say a year, I'd say a little bit more than that, but I know you have a payment program where they can pay, buy and pay, and, you know, pieces and get months at a time, individually a month at a time or 2 weeks at a time. You know, I have so many people call and say, I can't afford 2 years worth of food. Well, you can afford 1 week's worth of food. And if you do that a lot of times, you'll have a year's worth of food. And so those type of physical preparations, just as, I wouldn't say just as much, because the spiritual preparations are more important. But, you know, for what is coming, there's going to be a deprivation and lack. Anybody who thinks that we can continue to spend these trillion-dollar debts and rack up, I mean, you know, untold amounts of debt, both hidden debt from us that we don't know about, which is probably in the hundreds of trillions, and then the public debt, which we admit, which is in the 20 trillions. If you think this is going to continue on much longer, then, you know, you watch too much TV. So, am I being too brutal? Hope I'm not.
No. In fact, you brought up something that I want to explore a little bit, and that was, you said something about invasions coming. What form? What will that look like?
Well, I think it's going to reach a tipping point to where, this is the hubris of a lot of people I see. Yeah, when the Civil War starts, these snowflakes, and we're just going to go mow them down in a day. That's what the South said in World War II. That's what the South said in the Civil War. You know, we're going to be home in a few weeks. We're just going to go up there and kick some northern butt and come back, and, you know, we'll have our party and heyday. And, well, it was 4 years later and 750,000 dead, and they lost. You know, the invasion is happening right before our eyes. This is part of the open borders. They're bringing in people. I mean, there are people of the Islamic faith in this country that are good, decent people. So I don't want to paint everybody, but every country that has ever succumbed to Islam has succumbed in the way that we're succumbing. It starts off like this, and then you look at Detroit, where Sharia law comes in. It just cascades one level of it to another. Pakistan used to be a Christian nation, fell. I mean, you can just go over on and on and on again, watch just domino after domino after domino fall. So the invasion we're experiencing is happening right before our eyes. But I think the smarter players in the invasion scheme are infiltrating levels of government. They're infiltrating levels of corporate America. They are spreading disinformation on social media. All of that is in play right now. And then there comes a time when they just say, well, today's the day it's going to happen. We'll either do the EMP, turn the switches off, let Americans kill each other for a year, then come in and take over, or they'll just take over and you know, just, you know, the FEMA camps, the body bags, which we talked about that yesterday, you know, in the Black Book of Communism, which is an epic classic work on communist philosophy and what it directed in the 20th century. There's a quote in that book, Dave, that says, you know, godless societies have one thing in common, and that is lots of body bags.
Right.
You know, and it's absolutely true. You cannot point to me a godless society that eventually does not end up with mass death. I mean, in this country alone, godless society, because we've not done it, we have the blood of 70 million unborn children right now on our hands. And these people are already pushing for the death. You've heard them. Christians need to die. The elderly need to die. What was that one, congressman, senator basically said, the elderly and the disabled vets, we just need to off them, get rid of them. Mm. I forgot his name, but it's one of the guys who just got elected in this last election cycle. We just need to kill him, you know. And so this is what we see, this pre-Holocaust language. Same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, Mein Kampf. Hitler said what he was going to do. Nobody ignored him. Huh? He's just an old wallpaper hanger, you know, just artist that failed at his job. And look what he did. I mean, you know, the horror that he wrecked on the earth, 57 million dead people. And the killing machine has just gotten far more efficient. And so this godlessness that we see permeating everything, that invasion is going to come in via that means. Americans have let down their guard. We no longer think there's an enemy. And, you know, we are distracted by entertainment and the 24-hour news cycle. And use so many different distractions. Barely a person, the average American can barely make a living anymore. They have to sometimes work two or three jobs. And so we're just running around expending all of our energy on purpose. It's been done on purpose. We've put our kids into institutions that teach them the most heinous things you can imagine. And so the invasion is well on its way, Dave. The insurgency is well on its way. And I use that word very respectfully, that normally when you say an insurgency, you think of people fighting the government. This insurgency is the government fighting the people. And I think, was it Jefferson that said, when the government fears the people, you have freedom. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Well, this is the type of insurgency that these evil, wicked people are promoting, is fear of the government, absolute control of the government, and you will do it the government's method. You know, Henry Ford, you can have any color as long as it's black. That's the government's philosophy. You can have all your freedom you want as long as it's the freedom we give you. So that invasion, that's how it's happening. And I hope I cleared up, explained that well enough. It's well on its way. The main players in it are watching the little players eat away at the roots, and then when the time comes that the tree has no life left, then they're going to pounce on us.
That's pretty grim.
It's the history of the world. I mean, you know, when over and over again, you read prophets of the Old Testament, there were all these preachers out there going, hey, happy times again for Israel, happy times again. Mm-hmm. And the real prophets were saying, these people are just tickling your ears. And, I mean, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, they threw him in a pit, in a well, and it was filled with, you know, human waste, from what I understand. And they just stuck him down there because he told the truth. In the Hall of Fame in the Book of Hebrews, it says they were sawn asunder, they were brutally murdered, they were thrown to lions. And so, it is grim, and that's why, you know, if those who want the eternal reward, we really need to get our act together. So that's my point. Take this with all sobriety. Understand the times in which we're living, and then prepare for them.
What do you think about the notion that we're going to get hit on our southern border, but also in pockets of metropolitan areas where we've let in terrorists? Do you think there's validity to that?
Absolutely. It's going to be multifaceted and possibly even an EMP. We know the Russians, Chinese, and other nations are developing EMP weapons. We know that they can totally hack our grid and turn the power off just via, you know, computer viruses. Those bombs have already been planted in the software of American infrastructure software. They've planted these virus bombs, and all they have to do is activate them, and then they just go wild, and they can do whatever they want to do. And because America's grid is so independent, and there's no overarching control of it, they come in through these smaller grids, and they can enter in through there, and then go up the chain and do that. We saw what happened in California with somebody with a sniper rifle just shooting transformers. I mean, we are an open society, and that open society to them, it looks like just free booty, free looting. I mean, that's what they see. They'll loot America for everything it's worth. I mean, right now, our technology is being looted from us. Dave, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why they want the racial division, because they want blacks hating whites, whites hating blacks, blacks hating browns. They want that because we cannot fight the real enemy when we're fighting each other like that. And so they get selected pockets of people who go in there and will instigate, you know, hatred. That's why if I had anybody in my group ever that was instigating that type of thing, oh my gosh, I would give them a bar kryptonite and kill them. I mean, just get out of here. I don't want you around. That's not what we're about. But that's what's been done over all of corporate America. And we watch the politicians in charge, the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, they do it all the time. It's race baiting, faith baiting, class baiting. I mean, everything. They're pitting everybody against everybody else. those rich, those poor, those blacks, those Chinese. I mean, it's everything like that. They're just pitting people against one another. And so when they do that, it works in their favor. It does not work in their favor when I can go to a church, maybe with black men, women, Asian men, women, you know, Mexican men and women, and just say, you're my brother in the Lord, and we get along. That doesn't fit into their paradigm. That they cannot have that, so they have to stir that hatred up to make me hate all those aforementioned people groups.
Well, speaking of motivation, though, Bob, what do you think the motivation is for these the execution of babies as they're born? What is motivating the left to do this?
Well, first of all, I think there's a profit motive in it for them.
Yeah,
we know that
for
sure.
But I think it's
deeper than that. I think it goes back to the Baal worship. We see the Arch of Baal going around the world right now. And if you know, people that know more about this than I do, how it's a gate actually opens up a spiritual realm when they bring this in, they welcome in these evil forces. But I think it's at the end of the day, the same as it was in the days of Israel when they offered their god to Moloch, which was a form of Baal, and they put the actual infant in the arms of this burning, you know, the Moloch held his arms out in front of him, and like he could cloister the baby, but the arms are red hot, you know, and they would stick the infant in there and burn it to death as an offer to Baal, I mean, offer to Lucifer. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's Luciferian bloodletting, because they love these fallen angels. Lucifer loves more than anything the blood of innocent, the blood of the innocent. You know, and that's what I think the real motivating thing behind it is. But I think as these politicians allow this bloodletting, they are empowered from the dark force. They are rewarded with wealth, sex, and power, and so that's their reward. And it's a temporary reward. They're going to be rewarded in this life with that, but the eternal punishment of what they face, Jesus said, woe unto you that offend one of these little ones. It is better that a millstone were hung around your neck and you were cast into the deepest ocean than you should offend one of these little ones. And so the eternal outlook of these people is very, very grim. Very grim.
You know, I mentioned everything on a broadcast just a short while ago, but it doesn't seem to dissuade them. In fact, not only are they interested in execution of babies coming out of the womb, they are also talking about extending it. I know that, who is it, Holdren, Obama's former science advisor, wanted to be able to execute kids up to the age of two. And we're starting to see those arguments in the present time.
Well, Dave, it's not going to stop there. Because once you have this bloodlust that you've developed in a society, it's the same thing. And I've read a lot about the gladiatorial games in Rome. And there was actually a comment I remember reading about it one time, is that if you went into the Colosseum and you watched that one time, you were hooked. You were hooked on that bloodlust. There was something about it. The roar of the crowd watching people being murdered and tortured to death. You got addicted to it. And now, if you think it's going to stop with the murder of children, I mean, those are the most innocent members. So if they're willing to murder the most innocent members of society, what are they going to do to those that they loathe? I mean, you keep it just in mind, Christian, conservative, you are a Jewish person in the eyes of a Nazi to these people in power. I mean, that's the analogy. That's how they view you, a useless eater. We need to get rid of them. And they say it. I mean, it's not like I'm saying something prophetic that's 20, 30 years in the future. They are saying this now. It's in their verbiage. They're saying it. It is the Mein Kampf that everybody read and laughed at or ridiculed or discounted in the 20s. Now, you know, 20 years later, the world had suffered 57 million people dead from Mein Kampf. He told exactly what he was going to do. They're saying exactly what they're going to do. And yet, again, the entertainment is dulling the senses of a lot of people. To do that. And Dave, just here's a side note. Did you read the story that mood altering drugs, there's one of them that is very difficult to get right now, and people are having a very, very difficult time because they can't get their mood altering drug? I forgot the name of it, but it was on Drudge. And they're having to go to stronger drugs because this one drug that was more benign than the rest of them, people couldn't get it, and en masse they can't get it. This is not like a few people. This is across the country. This drug is in short supply. And so people are having to go into stronger benzodiazepines. I mean, just think of that scenario run out to its conclusion. I mean, they get them hooked on stronger drugs. I mean, if they can make Valium, if they can make whatever other ones there are, why can't they make the lesser one? I mean, you know, why can't they do that? So, you know, they get rid of the milder one. People have to go to the stronger one, and then they can't get it. I mean, just... That's Bob Griswold's conspiratorial mind working right now.
I mean, no, Bob, I'm right there with you. I agree with you entirely. I'm trying to think of whether I should ask this next question. I'm going to ask it because I see assisted suicide, execution of babies as they're born. I see it as being very much a part of something that we refer to as zero population growth or depopulation. Then I wonder about the reports I'm reading about discovered mass graves connected to FEMA centers in emergency areas, previous emergency areas. And let me tell you why I've gone there. First of all, last week, the FEMA director said, American people are cattle. And then I have a communique that was sent to me that appears to be authentic, although I'm not publishing it until I can authenticate it. But it does say that FEMA region directors, if your people encounter resistors, they won't move, they won't do what they're told in a crisis, they won't agree to be relocated, you can use lethal force and your people will not be prosecuted. Now, having said all that, do you think there's legitimacy to the notion that FEMA is already begun FEMA camp type activities as we define them in the nefarious way?
I would absolutely say any nation of the size of the United States absolutely has to have those contingency plans in place. I mean, you have to. I mean, they have a contingency plan for every type of aggressive act you could conceive of against the United States. Let me just say this. Richard Marchenko, and I think I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, he was one of the founders of the SEAL Team 6 people, one of the classics among naval special warfare. He said three things are needed to win in combat: speed, surprise, and violence of action. Well, let's just see what the left has done in America in the last 10 years. Has it been with speed? Have they brought this upon us in just unbelievable speed? I mean, it surprises us every time they just go deeper and deeper into the bucket of depravity and pull out that wad of goo and throw it at us. And then the violence of action. And we see violence of action against conservatives, Christian people. It's verbal right now. There's some physical violence against those type of people, but we just see it growing more and more. So, yes, again, Dave, you have to understand from a biblical point of view that if you can take the life of innocent blood and do it while you laugh, then, as I said earlier, they'll laugh at your death, they'll laugh at my death, and if you're listening and you take a stand, they'll laugh at your death. But that death is very temporal, and we have an eternal reward that we have to keep in mind. That is the goal, to obtain that eternal reward. You know, the words of Jesus.
Let me read you this. This was sent to me on email earlier today. Massive gray site prepared for millions in the Houston area. Sources say every major city has a facility with the same nefarious purpose. That's exactly what you just said. FEMA has always been an odd beast, and they go on and they comment, and they so say FEMA's under the nature radar makes them ideal to carry out these types of top secret activities to remove people who could be a problem in a transitional phase in a society. And I'm sure transitional phase means upheaval, civil disobedience, or even civil war.
Well, exactly. Dave, it's common sense. A nation has to have those plans in place, especially a nation of depraved politicians who care nothing about the American people. I mean, just look at it. I mean, the greatest hoodwink in my time, I think, well, one of the greatest hoodwinks, is the fact that the black people groups have adhered and detached themselves to the Democratic Party, which has a history of hating them, murdering them, killing them, lynching them. I mean, it's clear. I mean, just the governor of Virginia, look at his blackface. I mean, you know, it's just, it's there. Bill Clinton had a picture with somebody with blackface on. Somebody says it's Hillary. Some people say it's not. I don't know, but he was associated with it. And so we just see this deception of people not understanding and knowing that, yeah, this stuff is real. It's really out there. They have to plan for it, because if they have a nation that wouldn't plan for a major upheaval of society, I mean, our nations, they've thought these things too well. There's too many field manuals that the U.S. Army's produced how to deal with an internal insurgency of people resisting and fighting their government. So, yeah, absolutely.
Makes a great deal of sense to me. We're listening to Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. We're going to talk about what he does to help people in these kinds of situations. I want to remind you, we're also brought to you by, well, Noble Gold. And I have to tell you, folks, if I were you and in your position, I would do what we have done, which is to make sure our pensions are taken care of. And Noble Gold can help you with that. And they do it with assets that are firm and hold their value over time. For a no-obligation question and answer session, just say, hey, Dave Hodges told me to call. He said, you won't pressure me. I just want to ask a few questions about how to make sure my pension's going to survive. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. In addition, I want to mention Bob's company here for a second here, because he's being way too modest. The advice he's giving us generally here, he will give to you specifically when you are prepping. There are people that charge lots and lots of money to do this, and he does it for nothing. I get thank you notes for my listeners when he does this, and it's just a fantastic service. Bob, I want to take a minute before we return and put some closing loops on this topic and talk about some of the basic things as we approach this time of extreme civil unrest. Things that you think that people need. And I would say let's go with two or three.
Okay, well, first of all, you have to have the food and the water. If you don't have food and water, you're going to end up in a government rule line.
Exactly.
You're going to be handed whatever they do, and you're going to have to go, if you want your food, and you will go to the food. Let me just tell you, your hunger will drive you to the food. You're looking at your children get thin will drive you to the food, and then they'll ship you off to a labor camp. They'll break you and your wife apart, and your wife will go one place, you'll go to another. It'll be for national security. They need you over here. They need her over there. Your children will be over here. We'll educate your children while you're gone. I mean, you know, that's a choice. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get. The other thing is you have to be able to communicate. I cannot stress this enough. Ham radio will be the only effective means to communicate with people you have. I cannot stress it enough. You have to be able to network with people. You have to be able to do that. If you try to go the Rambo method, you're going to quickly find out that you cannot do it. I mean, Rambo really is an illusion. You ask any spec ops guy, it's about the team. You go through budge training. Excuse me. If you go through budge training, which is Naval Special Warfare Training, to become a Navy SEAL, they're not looking for the guy who's stronger than everybody else that can do, you know, 10 times more push-ups than everybody else and do that. They're looking for the guy who gets his team of five or six guys and work together, because they're much stronger that way than they are without it. And that's a warning, too. If you're trying to join a group and you've got a cult leader in the group, one guy who's the leader of the group, and he really sets the direction, run away from that group. You want a group that has a consensus of people that worked together. And the way to do this with ham radio, I mean, it is. I'm probably sound like a parrot saying this, but it's absolutely critical. If you don't have ham radio, I'm going to say it real clear, probably going to die. If you cannot see at night, you're probably going to die during that time, because the level of violence that we have committed against other people, children and other people is a level of violence that could be committed against this nation. And, you know, chance favors the prepared mind. Chance favors the prepared. You have to be able to see at night. We have the best deals on night vision out there. I know. I shop what we sell regularly, and there are people that charge $600-$700 more for the same pair of night vision than we do. Those two things that I push on. But again, there are a lot of other things. And for people who call me, I really will sit down, and I enjoy doing it. Developing a plan. Are you in the city? Are you in the country? Different needs. What part of the country are you in? Are you in the South where you might find more like-minded people? Or are you in a very liberal state where they're going to think that you are some kind of albatross if you mention anything about survival? Well, you're going to have to do it very quietly. And getting a network in there is going to be much, much more difficult if you're in some liberal state. So there's a lot of things that come into developing a successful survival plan. Geographic location, what kind of weather that location is susceptible to. I mean, I loved living up in Montana, but my gosh, it was cold and there was snow all the time. There was times I had to change the outside to inside temperature over 100 degrees, Dave. I mean, when it's 30 below and you're trying to keep it 70, that's a 100 degree difference.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard to do. If you're doing it with firewood and electricity's off, that's a lot of firewood because they don't have hardwood up there. It's all pine type stuff. And so you got to be throw it in there faster than you can cut it down. So those are things that you need to consider, and I'll be glad to help anybody consider those things. But Dave, you mentioned food and water, absolute critical necessities. The ability to network with people and be effective in your network, be able to talk to them, and the little walkie-talkies you're buying, the department store, they will not cut it. I don't care what the box says. We've talked about this before. You might get a half a mile out of them. There are radios that you can get a long distance out of, and I can help people design that radio network and give them ideas of what they can do to keep their network private. And then being able to see at night, Dave, I regularly go out and shoot at night. We have a course on our property, and you just go out and shoot, and on the darkest night, target's a couple hundred yards away, no problem. They're steel targets, so I can hear when I hit it. And it's very satisfying to hear that, ping, from a couple hundred yards. So onto a little 8-inch piece of steel.
That's good shooting, Bob.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy to do when you have the right tools. It's pretty easy. It's easier to shoot at night with night vision and a target designating laser than it is during the day using fixed sights. Let me tell you, it is. It's a whole lot easier to shoot. I'll say that again. So listen, it's a whole lot easier to shoot at night if you have good night vision and an infrared laser on your weapon, because all you can do is put the laser on the target and bang, it's going to hit it. Whereas you have to sight through some iron sights and, you might not have good eyes or whatever, and you're trying to hit that same target at 200 yards. A lot more difficult to do that than it is to shoot it on a dark night, which is like, how cool is that?
Well, technology is going to win the day, and night vision, I assume, is not prone to the scourge of EMP. Is that right?
No, probably not. Most, from what I understand of EMP, your cell phone's probably not susceptible to EMP unless it's plugged into the wall, because when it's plugged into the wall, it has thousands of miles of wire behind it. The cord that goes into the wall, all the wiring in your house, all the wiring that goes out to bring it there. So then it's susceptible. But if it's not hooked in, it probably isn't as susceptible. But Dave, you can get EMP bags, just really cheap, and keep your night vision in that. It protects it. So, I mean, it's not like a big expensive cost. I mean, if you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a night vision, you need to spend $20 more for an EMP bag. Probably not a bad thing to do. So, and then take it out when you want to train with it, which I tell people to do. Train with it. I'll be glad to talk to people on the phone of how to train with it. And I will say this, you have to be an American citizen. We will ask you. You have to affirm you're an American citizen and that you can never, ever take this out of the country. If you do and you get caught, they will put you in a cage for a long period of time. And I agree with that because I don't want this night vision out there being used against our law enforcement or our military, people overseas or even me. I don't want it used against me by some foreign power. So you cannot take it out of the country. There's no reporting of it, but you have to affirm that you're an American citizen and that you understand you cannot take it out of the country for any reason whatsoever. That means on a boat, on an airplane, anything.
So, it's amazing.
That's
amazing
good.
What we got to do to get ready. Let me ask you one more prep question because we're almost out of time, so the answer's got to be relatively quick. When you're defending your own neighborhood, would you recommend several families in a house because you can guard the entrances, or does that not matter?
Well, again, it depends on the cul-de-sac. Easy to, you know, to you could block it off, but you have to worry about you being an exit that too. So you always have to plan on keeping people out, and if you have to get out of there because you don't want to die defending your house, as they say, you want the other guy die defending your house because deny use is what it's called. So you have to think of those things. So yeah, I mean, neighborhoods, gated communities, things of that nature, you want to have checkpoints that people coming to do harm would face a violence of action. I mean, that's what it's called, violence of action, speed and violence of action, and they would realize that this is not going to be profitable to come there. And so people will quickly figure that out. If it's a protracted downturn, it lasts more than a month, you're going to have people at that point that have figured things out, and you better take them seriously. Mm-hmm. Because after a month, they have been effective at gaining food, water, the necessities of life, and they've probably had to resort to some level of ruthlessness to get to it. And you better take it seriously at that point because they've learned the tricks of survival.
Well, yeah, if you're dealing with people more than a few days out, they've met the first challenge. Bob, quickly tell us how we can follow your good work.
Well, again, people can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. Our store hours are generally 9 to 5. I'm here most of that time where I answer questions, talk to people. And then our website is ReadyMadeResources, all one word, all lowercase, readymaderesources.com. Dave, we've been in business going on 23 years now, so we have a long history of doing this, and I've had quite the life experience also, so I've been a lot of places and learned a lot of things outside and inside the United States, and so a lot of those lessons I can use and convey to people of what you can do to help protect you and your family.
Very good. Bob, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I truly, truly appreciate how you're trying to prep America. Keep up the good work, my friend. And again, it's readymaderesources.com. And Bob Griswold, and he's been our guest. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Dave.